Okay, now we're into the last session of the day. I'd like to invite Felix Neighbour from the Office for Disability for the update.
Hi everyone. How do I follow that presentation and the others from today? I don't quite know how. Just so many important stories and testimonials, as Scott would say, that was incredible. So yeah, thanks for the presentation. So. Before I begin, I just want to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the people of the Kulin Nation, and pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging, and any Aboriginal people here today. So my name's Felix, I'm the manager of the strategic engagement team in the Office for Disability, and thanks for the opportunity to come and talk today. For those who don't know about the Office for Disability, we've been around since September 2006. And our mission is to really make sure that people with disability are included in the social, civic and economic life of the community. So Lauren earlier in the day said there's 1.1 million people with disability in Victoria. So that's who we work with. I've got quite a hefty presentation today. And as I was typing up my notes this morning, I thought maybe I needed a PowerPoint, but you just got my non-regional English accent, so apologies for that. I'll try and make it as exciting as I can. So we've been quite busy in the Office for Disability in Government. So the first thing I want to talk about is that the Department of Health and Human Services launched its Disability Action Plan on the 3rd of December. So for those who don't know what Disability Action Plans are, slow down a bit, sorry. They're policies that organisations can use to improve access to their organisation for people with disability. So our Disability Action Plan has actions across 28 action areas. It's quite a read, so we do have an easy read version and a summary for people who would like that. And there'll shortly be an Auslan version and Braille version as well. So the focus of the Disability Action Plan is really across two areas. We thought it was really important to reinforce that there's two really important areas here. So one is around making sure that our workplace is inclusive, accessible and safe. So there's actions around employment, IT, communications, buildings, so on and so forth. But there's also a whole part of the plan about how do we make our services and programs accessible and inclusive. And that includes some of the discussion today. So there's actions around Aboriginal self-determination, there's actions around parents with disability. So there's a summary on the table. The plan's on the Department of Health and Human Services website. We're going to be updating the plan annually. We're going to be reporting on it in our department's annual report. And we've been working with people with disability to make the plan. So as part of the plan includes the department's disability employment strategy. So that's a really important part of what the department's doing at the moment. And that includes initiatives such as mentoring and reverse mentoring. So people with disability mentoring people without a disability. We've done profiles of staff with disability, paid internships, programs like the RISE DHHS initiative, which is around getting people with autism into employment, and that's been very successful. So just recently, some people who've gone through that program have gone on to get longer-term employment opportunities in other parts of government. So that's what we're doing in that space. I'm more than happy to answer questions and also to have follow-up conversations about any of this stuff, and I'll send web links. So the disability employment strategy of the department is part of a much bigger piece of work we need to do as government. So we've set ourselves a target of having 6% of the public service workforce being people with disability by 2020, and that increasing to 12% by 2025. So late last year, the Getting to Work plan was released by the Victorian Public Sector Commission, and that really outlines the range of things that the government's going to do to get more people with disability into employment. And that strategy is part of an even bigger plan, which is an economic participation plan called Every Opportunity, and that's around increasing employment in government, in business, getting more entrepreneurs with disability engaged in the economy. And that itself includes some initiatives that we're working with the Municipal Association of Victoria around supporting local government to employ more people with disability, and also working with the Australian Network on Disability to get more people with disability employed in regional areas. So as well as all that, we're quite busy, but we're also working on the area of civic participation. So I think I've mentioned it a few times at these forums, but we're working on an initiative to increase the number of people with disability on Victorian boards. The figures are, they need to improve. Under 1% of people report as having a disability who sit on Victorian boards, so that needs to change. So we've been working with the Self-Advocacy Resource Unit and the Voice at the Table initiative, so that's around getting... So that's around getting people with cognitive disability onto boards, but also Christina Ryan and the Disability Leadership Institute and Leadership Victoria, and really working across government and with people with disability on that initiative. So from the end of March, there'll be training for governance staff, board personnel, and also people with disability. So we'll be circulating that through the Diaru update. But for people with disability now, there's coaching available for through the Disability Leadership Institute. So there's plenty of vacancies coming up at the moment. So if there's people with disability who are interested in getting onto a board, I acknowledge there's plenty of experienced people with disability who have plenty of board experience, but if you know of people or you yourself want to get onto a board and you need a bit of coaching and one-to-one support, the Leadership Institute can provide that. And there's also a National Register of Disability Leaders that we're supporting. So if you want to get signed up to that register, that's also available. So how do you find all this information? Well, you go to getonboard.vic.gov.au, and under becoming a board member, there's a couple of information sheets. And again, maybe we'll get it circulated. And this is really good timing because just recently it's now mandatory for anybody in government who's about to recruit someone to a board to contact the Office for Disability. So we'll put those people in touch with the Leadership Institute, with Voice at the Table, and with the Register. So hopefully we can make those figures better. Surely we can do better than the figures that we currently have. I'm almost there, folks, so just bear with me. An example of a committee is the Victorian Disability Advisory Council. So appointments are now open. So I'm sure there's plenty of potential members in this room and in the sector, so please hop on the Get On Board website and apply if you're interested. So that closes on the 10th of March. We are seeking members and a chairperson for the council, and it's a really important opportunity for people with disability and families, including people from Aboriginal backgrounds, culturally diverse backgrounds, and different life experiences. So please consider applying if you're interested. I also think it's, from an Office of Disability perspective, it's a good opportunity to thank Colleen Filanetto, who will be the outgoing chair of the Advisory Council, for all of her work over the years as a council member and as a chairperson, and also other outgoing members. So if she's watching, thank you, Colleen, and members, but it's been great to work with her, and this new council will continue to do important work. And finally, I'm sure no one's heard that there's an Advocacy Futures Grants program out at the moment. No. So I'm sure you're all aware that the date closes, the rounds close at 2 p.m. on the 21st of February. So there's $3.1 million available, including $1 million for regional areas. Questions close at midnight today, no pressure, but you need to get your questions in by today because that will enable us to get back to organisations so that they have time to put their applications in. And the grants round really talks to a lot of the issues that we've spoken about today, about including everyone, Aboriginal communities, parents, getting more people with disability employed in advocacy organisations. So that's all part of the Advocacy Futures Plan. So the Advocacy Futures Plan and the Economic Participation Plan and the State Disability Plan, it's all on the same website, which is it's pretty easy to remember, statedisabilityplan.vic.gov.au. So if you're interested in anything I've spoken about today, it's all there. And look, finally, I just want to acknowledge that I know that organisations need to take themselves offline to write grant applications, and I just want to say that sort of deeply appreciate the efforts that you put in to give us your ideas. Thank you. So Yeah.
Does anyone have any questions?
Yes, I do.
I'm sure right now you're all fed up with my voice, but anyway, I would like to acknowledge DHHS and for the Disability Employment Plan. I've read it, it's fantastic, and I really like it. The only one issue that I have found, actually, is I had to read through the whole thing because something happened recently. But what had happened was there was a breach in regards to what to do. So as an advocate, who do I go to? Who do I send a complaint to in regards to all these breaches that had happened? There was nothing within the plan to let me know what I could do. So they're talking about all these promises and things, but what and who do I go to in regards to discussing what had happened and where is the follow-up in regards to that? So one thing I would really like to put out there is that we need some sort of investment and acknowledgement of who we can go to whenever there's an issue with a plan. If people aren't following the plan, who can we go to ensure that this is happening? So I think that's a general issue that I've found with disability plans, disability employment plans, is that there is no one that I can go to if there has been a breach of that plan in any workplace. So I just wanted to put that thought out there.
So is that in terms of, say, discrimination in a particular workplace? So you've applied for a job or you've heard about discrimination, or is it about the plan itself that you're not happy with it?
No, unfortunately I can't mention too much.
No, because, of course not.
Of course it's under confidentiality at the moment, but just when issues arise where a breach of the plan has happened, where can I go from there? Who do I get in contact with alert them of a breach?
So I'm still a little bit unclear, but in terms of, and tell me if you notice already or if I'm not answering your question.
Can we take this conversation offline?
Yeah, I think that would be better.
Okay, better way to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I just.
Okay.
And a general issue, if there is a problem with the plan.
Yeah.
Who do I get in contact with to say there is an issue that has been found in the plan, like a generalised issue? I just wanted to pop that out there. Well, who do I get in contact with?
If it's with the Economic Participation Plan, you can talk to the Office for Disability in the first instance, and then we can have a discussion about what the particular issue is. And then, of course, as you're probably aware, if it's around employment discrimination in general, there's advocacy organisations that work on that particular area, or there's a human rights commission, but it's always a matter of talking to the employer or the recruiter in the first instance. But if it's about the economic participation plan, you can drop me an email or...
No, sorry.
Yeah.
Maybe work within DHHS itself.
Okay. You can talk to the office in
the
first instance.
The work plan within DHHS itself.
Okay, yep.
Have made a promise to do for people with disabilities who would like to work for the DHHS or public sector.
Yep.
But there have been a lot of breaches in that. They haven't actually, as an organisation, provided those opportunities or provided what was set out in that disability plan. Mm. So if there is a problem, to contact a person, and that person should be transparent and allocated in that plan, so there is someone to contact.
Drop me an email, we'll take it, and then I'll connect you with, we need to have a conversation or exchange, and then I'll connect you with who you need to talk to, because it could be a number of people by the sound of it, so let's make contact after, yeah?
Okay, is there any other questions for Felix?
Hi, you said that questions closed at midnight tonight, and I'm not exactly sure what you mean by that.
That's fair enough. So there's a grants round that's been out since early January, and that's called the Victorian Disability Advocacy Futures Grants. So all the information was released in early January, and as part of the grants process, we can take questions from organisations, and then we come up with an answer, and that answer is sent to all of the people who've registered for the grants. So if there's anybody who's got questions about the grants program, such as, you know, can I apply? What does this criteria mean? What does this mean in general? We can only accept questions up to midnight tonight. So that's what it is. It's questions about the grants program, and we need it tonight so we can then get moving with closing the grants program, assessing the grants, and yeah, getting the grants out there. Yeah. So I can show you just on the way out where you can get information about the grants as well. But once you register, you get access to all the questions that people have asked and all the answers that we've given. So it's likely that questions that people will have already been answered. So if you register on the tenders website, you'll get access to all the answers that have been provided previously. And again, it's the State Disability Plan website. There's an Advocacy Futures page, and that has a link to where you can get information on the grants. Yeah. Yeah.
Questions?
Felix, Susan Arthur here. You know me too well by now. You must get sick of my voice.
Not at all.
Can I say, after 4 long years of knowing each other, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for putting parents in the Disability Action Plan.
Thank you.
It was much needed. And I'm sorry for putting on Facebook that it again wasn't in the plan when I was reading the old plan. So sorry about that, but
don't apologise.
Thank you to whoever made that decision, and I look forward to working, and PPP look forward to working with you to now working out what does that mean, and can we maybe make offer services to parents with an intellectual disability, and education to parents with an intellectual disability and any other disability, and so that hopefully they don't lose their children, as is what's happening now.
Thanks, Susan. That's very touching of you to say, but what I want to say is if you didn't make an initial phone call, it would have taken far longer for us to get action in this area. So we need self-advocates like you. We need parents with disability to speak up that there's issues, and unless we hear those stories or testimonials, change won't happen, and there's still a long way to go. But thank you. That's very touching. Thanks. Yep.
Anyone else before we close up? No?
No? All right.
Thank you very much, Felix.
Thanks.
Great update.
All right.